Hello everyone, welcome back to Anything Strangers and Poetic. This is your host, Claire Dreamer, and today we are going to be talking about voice acting for two reasons. One, having a podcast is kind of like it, except I don't have to change my voice in any way, shape, or form, and I don't have to be a character. Secondly, I'm a voice actor for something that's going to come out, probably not soon, but, like, soon. let me explain. So there's this creator on YouTube. Her name is Duskookie. She makes, like, little animations using creepypasta characters to music, and I very recently started following her on Instagram, so I was looking around on it, and she needed voice actors for a short film she's making, and so I was like, hey, I'm someone who doesn't have much to do, I could totally be a voice actor for this. And I'm guessing I was probably one of the first people because I got to be in, even though my voice is not low. But yes, so I'm currently playing EJ in her new project, which she called Egg Pasta. Who wants to eat egg pasta? Wait, eggs and rice is pretty good. Never mind, I take that back. But yeah, so I'm currently voice acting for that. Please go watch it. It's gonna be really cool, I think. I have some of the best and weirdest lines. I don't know the rest of everyone's lines, but, like, I'm pretty sure I have the weirdest and best. But, yeah. So I play EJ, which is the crush of Jeff in this cute little animatic. And I think it's so funny because I originally signed up for Jeff's part, and she said I was pretty good for it. And then someone else came in and was like, hey, can I play Jeff? And we were all like, oh no, how are we gonna, like, do one and the other? And, you know, I'm watching the two animators, Duskookie and her friend, I don't remember what her name was, but, you know, I'm just listening to them babble back and forth, and I'm like, you know, I've been here the entire time. And they're, like, debating, should we use her, or should we use the other girl? And so I eventually, like, go in and I'm like, okay, I can play EJ if she doesn't want to loosen up and play EJ. So I play EJ now. You see, Jeff had, like, a high, like, kind of crush voice, and I was like, hey, I'm kind of a crush voice, and I'm a girl, and I thought someone else would sign up, but no one did, so. But I also have kind of an alto voice. Like, I can be soprano, but I'm also kind of an alto. My mom said I'm an alto, and I'm kind of sad that she thought I was, because I'm not. I can hit those high notes, mother, bitch. But, so, yeah, but please go watch it. I'll probably do an update when it comes out. But, so, during the time that I learned about this, I learned a couple of things from voice acting. One, it's not like use your own voice, but use the voice that you think the character would have. Typically, directors will let you play the character how they want you to play the character and maybe tweak one or two things. So that's good to know. Another thing is when you're voice acting, if you need more specifics, you can ask, but typically they'll give you a general idea and you just go from there. Like, for my thing, I'm playing the crush, love interest kind of character. So, and she gave me a description. She was like, low. That's how she described his voice. Low. And I'm just like, okay. So I kind of gave him like a low, sexy kind of voice. And I added like lower bits, and I don't have a lot of higher bits, but like a lot of lower bits. And it's just like, it's kind of smooth, but like kind of not, because my voice isn't that smooth when I'm low. But you know, I actually think I sound pretty okay in it. So, sometimes I want to do something like that, like voice acting. But here's the thing. One, I'm not the best at animating those kinds of things. And secondly, don't think I'm the best at voice acting. I mean, I like doing it, but I'm not the best at it. So, yeah. But yeah. Hey, but if I ever do something like that, please, join. Think about it. Because if you want to, you could totally be in one of these, episodes. Yeah. I keep telling everyone that, and it's like, no one, like, either A, believes me, or, like, goes to do that kind of thing. Maybe you guys are like me. Maybe you can't, because you don't have your phone 90% of the time, and don't listen to podcasts all that often. But, if you can, I would be lovelyly delighted for you to do something like that. So, thank you. Please do that. I don't care if it's not in English. It can be in your native language. It can be in Turkish or Spanish or Russian. I'm fine with that. You can do that. You may be curious why I gave you such random things. It's because a lot of people from different countries, like, listen to me. Like, a good portion is from America, but then, like, there are little pieces and bits. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm from Russia, and oh, yeah, I'm from Turkey. We have someone from Turkey listening, and I just, really? Turkey. I actually talked to someone from Turkey once, and, I mean, he talked to English with me, but he talked to me in English, but, like, it was really cool and interesting, and I kind of liked him. He was interesting. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great week. There's a fuzzy on my mic. I need to take the fuzzy off of my mic. Okay, well, I hope you have a great week. Sayonara, peace, adios, love, bye.